Tracy K. Smith has spent the past year traveling to remote communities and engaging residents in conversations about the role art plays in their lives. Bethel was her first stop in Alaska.
I'm hoping to find a practical vocabulary for compassion, which I think is also a beautiful goal, something that we've had lots of opportunities as a nation to embrace, but maybe we haven't taken them up.
Smith's poetry explores the impact of racial injustice and poverty in American life. Her writing also fixates on smaller, more private moments, like an ordinary conversation with her young daughter.
She wants bread toasted with no skin and enough butter to write her name in, or a bowl of cereal, but not the noisy kind. She wants a movie, or maybe just the tussle of her will against mine.
After reading excerpts from her own work, Smith read several poems from her recent anthology, American Journal, a collection of 50 poems by American poets which convey all sorts of different perspectives on American life. Those who attended the readings were greeted by representatives from the Library of Congress, who handed out free advance copies of the book at the door. The room was packed with Bethel High School students, educators, and parents, and Smith's reading quickly turned into an informal discussion of the imagery at work in several of the anthology's poems.
When it said, "I took a chair outside and watched the sun," it kind of makes me feel like they couldn't really do anything in that situation, so all they did was pull up a chair and like sit back and watch all the greed happen.
Mm. Yeah. Did everyone hear that line?
That's exactly the sort of conversation Smith says she's touring the country to promote.
Creating the kinds of quiet, thoughtful conversations that I think poetry fosters in across, you know, the urban-rural divide would be one way of pushing back against this notion that we have nothing to say to each other, that we speak two different languages.
The Library of Congress quickly ran out of copies of Smith's anthology. Several officials gave Bethel residents their email addresses so that they could personally send them more free poetry. Those who did not receive a copy of her anthology, American Journal, may want to know that it will hit bookstores on September 4th. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.